Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. This show's going to be all slow, and this show's going to make you feel... Just kidding. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Come in like Delilah.
What the crap?
Hello, everyone. And hello, everyone in the studio. Let's go around the room and check in. Eddie, you're up first.
All right, so I saw the best documentary I've seen in a long time. It's called Torn. It's about a mountain climber back in the 90s. I mean, this is like a world-class mountain climber. He was really famous in the mountain climbing world. And he dies. In 1999, he dies. But he leaves behind a wife.
Wall climbing?
Yes. Okay. He leaves behind a wife and 3 kids. And the oldest son is the one making the documentary. So he kind of goes back in time, and he's like, I want to find out more about my dad. And he interviews people and looks at old footage, even from the death.
You get sad. I mean, like, sad in a happy way.
Well, it's called Torn because of what happens to his family after he dies.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Pretty crazy, man. And, like, I feel like people that have lost a parent in their life would relate to this.
That's why I ask, because it's like, sometimes I can watch that stuff and I'm fine. But, like, sometimes, like, I really miss my mom or my grandma, who are both my moms.
Yeah.
And, like, it sometimes it just hits you like a wave, too, when you're just not expecting it.
Yeah.
Like, driving by Kentucky Fried Chicken, something random like that. And you're just like, oh. Or a movie like this. So I guess I kind of got to be in the mood, but I'll tell you, it's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Guys, all the feels. I watched it on an airplane. And
how did you get to it, though? Like, what made you watch it?
I don't know. You just kind of get it. You open the little app on the airplane, and you kind of scroll down. It looked
good.
Oh, it
was free. Okay,
got it. It was free. Look.
It wasn't you were looking for something that...
Well, yeah, I was on the free menu.
Got it. I get it. But it even says it's good on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's really good.
Do you know where we can watch it?
So I did some research. You can find it on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it's a National Geographic documentary.
Torn.
Torn. So good. I give it 4.5 hiking boots out of 5.
I forgot to give you an intro, so.
That's okay. The guy that likes the movie Torn.
And I like to eat the food corn. Lunchbox, over to you. You are up, my friend.
Oh, no intro. Okay.
Well, today I'm going intro-less. I'll tell you why. I've been at the studio. We've been doing the shows from all over the place and even not a couple days last week. And I'm just kind of getting my feet back in the sand, you know? All right, go ahead.
Listen, I gave in to societal pressure. Everybody's been talking about the White Lotus, how amazing it is. And I was like, it doesn't sound that great. But society gets to you sometimes. Peer pressure, you hear enough people say it. I started watching The White Lotus.
You did? You like it?
It's entertaining. 3 episodes in. I don't know how many episodes there are. Like, I don't know if it's like a 12-episode season or whatever it is.
You can check that out.
Yeah, you just go to episodes.
No. But
it's a drop down. It's not a secret.
I don't like to look ahead because I like to just sort of, it happens.
I don't like to see the pictures because then I know who lives, even if it's not one where people die.
Yes.
And then I don't want to know the titles of it because sometimes it gives it away. What I wish they would do is they would cover the pictures unless you went over it with the arrow.
Ooh.
Like blur them out.
Or it would say episode one of however many whenever you do it. Because I do want to know how many episodes because I want to be ready for the final episode. Do you know how many times I've watched a final episode not knowing it's the final episode? And I'm like, no, that's an intense episode 8. Can't wait for 9. Wait, what the? It's over? There's a couple of those little adjustments I would make if I was king of Netflix. But otherwise, they do pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, but the titles do give it away sometimes. Like, especially the challenge when I record that one. It's like, oh, Samantha's big rise. I'm like, well, obviously Samantha's going to do good this one. You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys.
That made me cough. That's a good one. White Lotus is a show I said I wasn't going to watch, right? Didn't I say that?
Yeah. You did say that.
But you said something you weren't going to do either. What was your one thing and then someone asked you if you wanted to do it?
Paintball. Like, literally the next day.
Who were
like,
we with?
With Kevin Klug. He says, you want to go paintball?
Eddie was working out with me at the house. And my trainer goes, hey, let's go paintball. And Eddie goes, yeah, well, okay. And he goes, wait, I said I would never do that.
I literally said that today.
And he was torn. Yeah. Okay, Amy, you're up.
My son is turning 13 in
That's
August.
Wild.
I know, really crazy. So both my kids are notorious for asking for things for their birthday, like really far out. It's always like, can I get this for my birthday the day after their birthday for the following year? And he just came to me and said, hey, for my birthday, I would like an underground bunker.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
he sounds like me.
What? An underground? I was like, well.
What is he worried about?
Nuclear war.
I felt that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Here in Nashville.
I felt that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's just
well, I hate
World
that he's worried
War
about
III.
It early. Yeah. I was like 21 before I started worrying about bird flu and things taking over our lives. But maybe because I had the ability to see the internet and social media. Or maybe 24, but I hate that he's actually worried about that. I looked it up, though. If you want to get him one for his birthday, from Home Advisor, it'll cost about $60,000 to build a 200-square-foot bunker. It can range anywhere from $35,000 to $75,000. And, I mean, you could put anything from what looks like a tornado bunker to, if you really wanted to go hard, you can do a shooting range or a swimming pool down there.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's cool. Really not that expensive as I thought.
Well, those get up to like $9 million. But there are mini shelters that cost like $20,000 instead of a bunker.
Okay, well, still, none of this is happening.
But that's why he tells you a year out.
Well, that's why you do
save up.
Yeah, you ask a GoFundMe, the listeners get behind it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, maybe Uncle Bobby wants to get him one.
Uncle Bobby does not. But Uncle Bobby would get him one. And then he could come and stay with me. All right, Amy, thank you. Hey, so what was really cool last week, I went over and I'm not a good golfer, never grew up around golf. We didn't really have golf where I grew up. So I got to go do this thing over in Northern California, like Monterey, Pebble Beach. Only thought I'd ever see it on TV. And I go, and like I got to be friends with Ray Romano.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was cool.
It was so cool. And I don't even want to, like, we talked about it a little bit on the post show yesterday because I don't want it to feel like I'm bragging, but mostly it's like I can't believe it. But there were so many cool stories. But I tell you this one time, and I took Eddie with me because I've also learned that nothing that I do is fun if I don't get to take somebody that I just love. And I do love you, Eddie.
Thank you, man. I love you too.
It's not fun unless they get to do it with you. And so I take Eddie and we're playing this little thing and Ray Romano and I are on a team. And just like on TV, the people just stand all around the green, like really close, way too close, especially for an amateur. I'm not good at golf. I'm okay. I'm not good. And so I hit a ball in the air, and it's okay. It's pretty good, but it's a little over the people. It's like 8 foot off to the side of the green. If we were just playing ourselves, I'd be like, heck of a shot, me.
Mm-hmm.
And it lands, and then all of a sudden, it starts to roll toward the hole. And in golf, it's very composed. You're supposed to be like, oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
A golf clap.
But I don't do that. I was running through. I'm just happy to hit a good shot in front of people because I get so nervous. I'm like running down, giving everybody fives. Let's go! I come back and someone goes, hey, I think you hit somebody with the ball and that's why it rolled over to the green.
Oh my.
And I was like, wait, what? I mean, I was going crazy. I was so happy. The ball rolled like 4 feet from the hole. And so I said, what do you mean? So Eddie and I walked down there. I hit a girl right in the face with the ball. And her face was swollen. She had an ice pack on it.
Oh my gosh.
Like her cheek, yeah.
It's on my Instagram now. And it wasn't that bad a shot. I just want to say that again.
It wasn't.
For me, it was a pretty good shot. But hit her right in the face. And so I said, what happened? And she goes, oh, I wasn't. The deal was there were a lot of like real celebrities there. And when I was hitting, she didn't care because I'm not a celebrity to her. And so she wasn't watching. And the ball just went whack right in her face. And it rolled. It bounced off and rolled right to the hole. It was amazing. I mean, not amazing. It was terrible. But I went over to her, talked to her. I was like, are you good? She was like, I'm good. Her face just swollen. And I got one of these big signs, and I signed it. I'm sorry I hit you in the face. P.S. It was a pretty good shot, though. And then I happened to have $50 that somebody randomly gave me, a friend earlier that day, Jimmy, and I gave it to her, and I was like, thanks for the help. But it's really scary hitting into people.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that's why I'm not going to be a pro golfer. I'm saying it now.
Yeah, that is why.
Other than that, I would be a pro golfer. But I had a great experience. And if you listen to the post show yesterday, I talked about it a little bit. It was so, I tell you, the coolest part was, I don't know if you know who Steve Young is. He played quarterback for the 49ers, Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is, really?
Yeah.
He asked for a picture with me.
What?
Exactly. I couldn't believe it.
Why?
Exactly. Thought it was a joke.
But for real?
Yes. He listens to the show.
Oh. Hey.
He's listening right now?
Oh. Also, quick question. Back to the ball. Mm-hmm. If it had hit her face and actually rolled in, would that be a hole in one?
It would.
That's right.
And it would count?
Yep.
Even though it hit her face?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because if it hits a tree, if it hits anything.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, no. That's why I started celebrating. I thought it hit like a hill or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going hard. That's I was giving face. People fives. Running through. I thought I was King Dingling at the golf spot. And then I came back and they were like, bro, you hit somebody in the face. But it's on my Instagram. But that's what's up. We're here. We live and learn, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And I learned. Say, everybody, back away. I'm hitting. I did beat Aaron Rodgers, though, in a game, though, too. I didn't hit anybody in the face.
So, like, you could, can you go up to the thing and say, okay, step back?
I mean, you can. You probably won't, but you can. That's what's up. Let's get started. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I recently broke up with my girlfriend of 5 years. Our relationship over the years had been on a downward spiral. It got to the point where we were always fighting, and she became too toxic for me to handle. Well, I broke up with her about 2 weeks ago and asked for her to move out from my apartment. My name is on the lease, not hers. That also includes all the bills, electricity, gas, trash, etc. She refuses to leave and has said she will not do so until she gets served with an eviction. I've contemplated locking her.
Oh, man.
Oh, this stinks. And it does.
Yeah.
It does. I've contemplated locking her out and just moving all of her stuff out. However, I can't bring myself to actually do that because she's a woman who I cared for, and I don't want her to get hurt. Any advice on how to handle the situation? P.S. My lease ends in April. Planning on moving to another place without her knowing. Signed, a fan from Austin who desperately needs to get rid of this woman. Well, you do have compassion, and that came through in the email, because otherwise you would just put her stuff out. There's nothing she could do. Now, she can squat on you and never leave, and then you're stuck with her, because squatting laws are weird. If she's in there, you can't get her out.
Right.
Two, you could take all of her stuff out when she leaves and lock the door, and she can't get back in because her name is not on the lease. Those are absolutely two things that could happen. But what you said there, and I'm going to commend you for this, I can't bring myself to actually do that because she's a woman who I cared for. Oh. To be able to, that's big. I mean, that's good for you, because that is maturity in you, knowing that as much as you feel hurt or angry right this second, that what you had with her is more valuable than what you're feeling now, even if nothing's going to happen in the future with her. So this is going to be my advice, and only because of that line. Just get through to April.
Yeah.
It is going to suck. And maybe every once in a while you stay with a buddy, or it's not going to be pleasant. What's today, February 7th? I don't think that you're going to feel good about your... I might feel good. I'd kick it all out and just...
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah. You're not going to feel good about yourself if you do that. I can tell by that line you wrote there. You'll feel much better about yourself if you just protect her, even though you're not happy with her. Because April's not that far away.
It's really not.
It's not.
Just be thankful your lease isn't up. If you look at it this way, oh, your lease could be up in October, and that'd be really bad. So then April won't seem like that far away.
You know, interesting, Amy.
And
it could. You could say your lease could be up in 2080. Well, if we're just picking ways to make us feel better.
Okay, but yeah. Also, Anne, think of the drama you'll be saving yourself, because she doesn't sound like she's in the healthiest
She's
place.
Also hurt.
She's hurt?
Yeah.
So, like, if you were to react that way and just kick her stuff out and she's got nowhere to go, who knows what kind of drama she may bring to your life, and that would be more painful than the 2 months of just living there.
And aside from that, I think inside your own heart, You want to make sure that she's taken care of.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to do. You don't even need me to tell you this. You were going to do this anyway, but I'm happy to hop on and agree with what I think you're feeling is grit your teeth, white knuckle it. I would even tell her in a mature way, I'm not going to kick you out. There's no need for this to happen. You can be mad at me. We can be mad at each other, but you're here. We're good until April, and then I'm moving. I would give her that honesty, though. She doesn't know you're moving, but I would give her that honesty. And in a year from now, you'll be much happier with yourself, and who knows, you may even be able to have a relationship with her that's not romantic if you see her. Lunchbox is just scratching himself.
Man,
like
listen, you call her.
It's like somebody who needs caffeine. He just has something he wants to say. Go ahead.
Listen, you call her parents and say, listen, this chick's got to go. Like, listen, this is my lease. You need to get her out of here. We are no longer together. This is your daughter. Like, come and get her. Like,
I felt that.
She's got to go.
I feel it. I just feel like by him saying what he said, the compassionate thing that he said.
Right, the compassionate thing is you can go live with mom and dad. Like, boop, boop, bye-bye.
If mom and dad aren't alive.
Exactly.
Well, call aunt and uncle. You got somebody. You got cousins. You got friends. You got, hey, Samantha, whatever. I don't care what girl you got. They got girlfriends. Come get her.
What?
She got to go.
Yeah, Samantha.
And I don't think that what you're saying is wrong. And
no,
I
it's
think
right.
Most people would feel that way. I just don't.
Because how are you going to bring a chick back when she's still there?
Oh, you don't.
You're not.
Exactly.
Because that other chick will get stabbed.
So you got no game for 2 months? Uh-uh.
Okay, plenty of people can.
You go to the chick's place.
Not date for 2 months.
Maybe she's got a roommate. She doesn't want to bring you back.
He just got
maybe she's dealing with the same thing.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, look, we're done with this email. But thank you for emailing us. That's the mailbag. Morgan, if people want to email us, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, we got a question for our listeners. And maybe they don't want us to handle it this way or act this way, but sometimes we will book an interview and they'll come to us and go, hey, we'd like to be on your show. 85% of them, we don't normally have time. We get a lot of requests, and we bring on the ones that we think you guys will like. But if they send us a note after we've already agreed to the interview, putting restrictions on the interview, we tend to go, you know what, never mind. Not in a mean way, but if you're going to say, hey, you can or can't talk about these specific things, one, we probably weren't anyway, because if everybody else is talking about it, we're probably not, because you can find that somewhere else. Or unless I can find a new interesting way, and we're also not a gotcha show where we try to bring somebody in and just to get a headline real quick. But we're going through something right now with somebody, and we were going to book them on the show. We'll just say he. We're going to book him on the show. It was very close to the time of him coming up. And what did the email say, Scuba Steve, whenever they started to pivot a little bit?
So it said, quick note ahead of the interview, and this, mind you, minutes before. Would appreciate if you guys could omit any questions or delve into this person's past, the mixed support and opinions over the years. Can we keep the conversation to the new music and the new projects, please? And thank you.
So they just want us to interview them about their new music and new projects. I got to tell you, nobody cares about really new music and new projects unless you're a new artist that's just now blowing up. And so we said, no, we're good. Thank you, but we're going to go ahead and cancel the interview. So now maybe our listeners don't want us to do that. But I just don't want anyone coming in the room thinking, well, I'm going to go on this show. We've already told them what they can talk about, so we feel like this is an easy softball interview. We may have fun, and occasionally it may feel like a softball interview because we're just having fun. But if someone tries to put rules on questions we can or can't ask, that almost feels like we're their PR team, right?
Yeah, and we're not.
We're not. We're not. So we canceled it. I've always done that. Maybe I should change. Maybe I should just be like, you know what? Whatever the establishment wants. No. And I don't think that's right. And Scuba Steve knows how I am, and he's like me as well. And he's just like, you ain't gonna like this, but I think we should cancel. And I'm like, you read my mind. Amy, you're usually the voice of reason here.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. I don't think that I am the voice of reason, yes. But I don't think you're wrong on this. Or I can be. I think that they shouldn't be able to dictate what is talked about if they're getting an opportunity to come into your place.
We agreed to the interview before. If they said, hey, we'll do this interview if you agree to A, B, and C, and we're like, okay, we agree, let's do the interview, then we can't say, but no rule. No, we agreed with the idea of the rule, but we don't do that.
And you've been doing this for quite some time. I think it's known that you're not TMZ. Like, right. You're not that person.
And sometimes ever. Stuff comes out because people get, they feel like they can be a little more vulnerable here.
Sure. They're voluntarily.
But I'm not chasing just to be like, ah, oh, let's kick them in the junk. So we turn the interview down. One day we'll tell you who it is.
Yeah. I think, see, that's where I think you go wrong. I think you should out them immediately so the people know and can give them the backlash they deserve.
That I don't agree with.
No, no.
No, that's,
that
that's
not
a good point.
Right.
Okay.
No.
That's also a good point.
That's besides the point.
Scoob is shaking his head no.
Not at all. Yeah. Because what he didn't understand from my standpoint, yes, they handle this one particular person, but they've got a group of people, and then it could hinder those other guests later down the road
hey,
from
guess
me
what?
Trying to book. Guess what? Nothing. Be quiet. Next person.
Oh, gosh.
No, guess what, though? They need to teach their people not to burn bridges. They okay. burn the bridge of the Bobby Bones Show. That's their fault. They can't promote their stuff. Ticket sales are down. Hey, guess what? Sucks to be you.
Mm. Do you think this is a reason that what?
Okay, I'll say what came to my head, that they sell tickets. Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Oh.
Well, absolutely.
I think it's part of it.
They come
it
on
helps,
this show because
like,
it helps.
Okay.
It does help.
They wouldn't do
yeah,
it if they didn't,
right.
it didn't help
right.
them.
Okay.
I was going to say, do you think there's a reason that he isn't doing what Scuba or I do?
Yes.
I
yes.
think, yeah.
Yes.
He just said it.
Yes.
That's why he doesn't do it.
Well,
But again, if the listeners say, hey, I think you should cave down to the man and cave down to Music Row and cave down to the music executives, then fine. We can do that.
And dude, you've been doing this as long as I've known you. Like, is this isn't anything.
Like fighting with people?
Yes.
But not fighting. I don't have the intention
no, no, no,
of fighting.
Standing up for what you
just
think
saying,
is right.
We'd love to have you. But if you're going to come over to our house, you have to take your shoes off before you walk on the carpet.
Because those are your rules.
Right. And not literally. There. But if you go to someone's house and they're like, hey, take your shoes off. You have to take your shoes off. Or don't go into the house. And so, okay. Then we're going to cancel the interview. It's a good one, though.
Damn.
Okay. But you said it well, right. With the, I think the great thing is like then that turns the show into their PR team. And that's not the job of this show. And you can't set a precedence.
Amen.
That.
Yeah, it's
and
like
then,
those documentaries that you say are fluff pieces. We can't be a fluff piece.
That's right. We're not being a
we're
fluff piece.
We're not
going to
be that.
That's right.
So let's out them.
Let's out them. No, no.
Okay. But also a reminder is that, yes, you're not, it's not a gotcha situation ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never witnessed a gotcha situation.
Nope. There's been gotchas, but never on purpose.
Not
they
on
gotcha
purpose.
Themselves.
Right.
I put them in a play. I lured them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I lured them with a tasty snack, and they followed me into the cave, and I, wait.
And that's their fault.
You know what they got you? They got you. No thanks. Get out.
Okay. That's it. Moving on. That's what we're going through today. I just wanted you guys to know a little bit the behind the scenes.
Can't believe she said that.
What?
Huh?
I don't understand what you're doing right now.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A video capturing a police officer braving a dangerous storm to save his canine partner, going in for his dog, has now gone viral. It shows the officer, Officer Joel Nitschman, with the Deer Park, Texas Police Department rushing out during a tornado, rescue Roni, his dog, who is still in the squad car in the parking lot. The tornado is there. You see the tornado. The dog is in the car. They have been partners since 2018. And so there are, you know how when a tornado, you see like gas station signs flying over?
Yeah.
Like the 7-Eleven signs breaking off. That's happening right then. And the surveillance camera shows him running through all of this as, it's big things are flying around him. And he runs over. The wind is blowing so hard he can barely get the door open because it's blowing into the door. And so he's fighting. And then the dog is so scared, obviously, because there's a tornado. He's like, bro, you gotta come with me. So finally the dog's out. They're safe. Wild video.
Wow.
You wanna get me? Dog it up. Mm. I don't think that's my slogan.
Dog it up.
But still, you want to get me, dog it up.
Did you say the dog's name was Rescue Roni?
You know, Roni.
That's awesome.
Roni.
Roni.
Yeah. Yeah. Here is a clip of the officer talking about his dog and how he didn't want to come out.
I could barely open his door. When I did, he's a smart dog. He saw what was going on outside and he's like, I'm not coming out.
That's crazy. I wish you guys understood old school hip hop from the 90s because I would say, what it's like, doom, 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 saving a Roni. But you guys won't get that.
I thought it was having a Roni.
It is, but I was doing saving.
Oh. Sorry.
I don't know that song.
Having a Roni.
Who's that, Tupac?
I don't even think, it doesn't matter what Lunchbox said or what I said, but those who know, know.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Lunchbox, explain what you're doing here.
I go into a bathroom and I sit in a stall and then I wait for people to sit in the stall next to me on either side. and then I knock on the stall and start talking to him.
It's so awkward.
I love it, though.
Yeah, I have secondary awkwardness.
Yeah, it's like I confess things. I ask for opinions. I ask for advice. It's really just, you know, it's more like confessional. Like you go to the church.
You're Catholic, yeah.
Yeah, you can't see the person, so you just talk to them about life.
The person, yeah.
The priest.
So Lunchbox does bathroom confessions. This is Las Vegas, so you never know what they're going to say. While he was in Vegas, he went into a public restroom, sat in a stall, and just knocked, hoping he'd get a response. Here is confession number one.
Stall three, what up? It's stall four. Question for you.
What's that?
So, like, I've been wearing my wife's underwear for like a month, and it's like really comfortable, but she doesn't know, and she's always like, man, I can't find my underwear. And I'm like, should I tell her? Is she going to find that weird? What's that?
For a month that she doesn't know?
Well, I mean, I wash, you know what I mean? Like, I wear a different pair, and then I wash it, and, you know, she's like, oh, I found it. Yeah, do you think that's weird?
Yeah, it's unusual.
Do you ever wear your wife's underwear?
Nope.
You want me to slide you a pair of my wife's under the stall?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You can try it on.
No, thanks.
You leaving?
Yep.
All right, have a great one, man.
You too.
I hope I didn't make it awkward.
Yeah, okay.
All right, cool, man.
He probably made that dude cut it off early.
Yeah, like, it wasn't done.
You leaving? Yep.
I wouldn't want to talk to anybody in there. All right, here's this one is cringy too because he asked for help. Go ahead.
Stall four, what's up? It's stall five. Oh man, my shoe came untied. I was wondering if I slid it under if you could tie it for me. I'm busy wiping.
Oh.
No, just tie it real quick.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm in the middle of wiping and I can't. And I was just seeing if you could help me. I didn't want to make it awkward. I'm sorry. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Are you going to tie my shoe?
No.
Oh. You sure? Are you still there? Stall four?
I mean, he's going to get beat up.
Yes, he is. One of these days.
You can't do that.
You're going to walk out and just get...
I mean,
what?
Was that not funny? Tie my shoe?
Like, people put their foot under the stall sometimes to hook up.
Right. Yes.
I mean, I slid my shoe.
The move, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Remember that one?
Yeah, the congressman.
Yeah, that's the move. If you're in a stall and you slide your foot under and you like wiggle it, that means if they wiggle back, rendezvous.
It's time to go.
Yeah, but this, I was asking for a shoe tie. And yeah,
who knows what that means.
He might think you... Whatever.
I mean, he was up and out.
Yeah.
Bathroom confession. Thank you, Lunchbox.
You're welcome.
Cringe meter, 7.5.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, 7.5.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now. Kane Brown.
All right, thank God. About to go number one. Kane Brown is here, and Caitlin came with him again as well, but she's not sitting in the chair. You know what would be fun, Caitlin? Because I know we didn't say be on the show. Would you come back in? Have you ever interviewed your husband? Never?
Oh, no.
Okay. Right, this would be good, right?
Yeah.
So let's grab the microphone. Okay. And last time we prepared with Caitlin coming, she does not prepare for this time, but I think this would be awesome. Okay. So you have a second here. I'm going to just kind of kill some time talking about some data, but think about what you'd want to ask him in an interview.
Oh,
it can be whatever you want, personal, professional, but Kane Brown's here and Caitlin's here. And thank God, with Caitlin, by the way, is about to go number one. We're super excited about that. It's got so many millions of streams. When this thing goes number one, it'll be Kane's 10th number one. And here is a clip as I give Caitlin just a few more minutes to prepare for Kane's misery. Here is Thank God.
Thank God I get to wake up by your side.
All right, let's join live Caitlin Brown interviewing Kane. What would you like to ask? What's your first question, Caitlin, for your husband, Kane Brown?
Do you actually hear me and the kids in the morning when we're awake, or are you pretending to sleep?
No, you know what's crazy is I don't.
Okay, are you sure?
No, I promise. This morning I woke up. And you weren't there, and I was like, how do I not hear? But you were just going to the bathroom, so the kids weren't awake yet.
I just was always curious.
Why do you ask that? Because you feel like he fakes it?
Yeah. Mm. I feel like, how can you not hear Kingsley screaming down the hall, Cody crying for a bottle?
Deep sleep.
But he's like sound asleep, but I purposely leave our bedroom door open so he does hear all of this going on, so he will wake up.
She'll also personally send Kingsley in.
Yeah, go ask Daddy. Like, say Daddy.
Oh, yeah, she'll send in that.
Yeah.
How
late do you sleep?
No.
This is going to sound bad, but.
No, I wake up at like 8.
I get
sometimes
up at like
7:30.
6:30 with the girls. And so after like 2 hours of being up and doing all that, I'm like, I'm ready to have an adult to talk to or have coffee with. And so I usually wait till like 8:30, 9. If he's not getting up by like 8:30, I'm like sending in the troops.
I'm up by 8:30.
I texted Kane once in the morning. I was like, dude, sorry if this is too. He's like, bro, I got kids. Yeah. It was like 8:15. I thought he'd wake up to like 11.
Thank you, Bobby.
And so I was like, hey, man, I don't know if you're awake. I think it's a question about something personal. And he was like, no, I'm good. I got kids. I'm awake. And I was like, dang, look, Kane. He's up at 8:15. That's pretty cool. Do you have one more question, Caitlin, for Kane? Your husband, how long have you guys been married, by the way?
Since 2018.
Four years.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
we just had our 4-year anniversary in October.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you ask her, Kane, if you were interviewing her?
There you go.
I kind of know everything about her. So like, I feel like I know all the answers.
Okay. Well, let's see about that. don't look at each other. What color shirt was she wearing on your first date?
Our first date? Mm-hmm. Why don't you ask like when I first?
No. That's the question. You can't say ask a different question. So the question, you whatever your answer is fine, but you can't go, why don't you ask this when you don't like the question?
No, I mean, I would have to say like white, but the first time I saw her, she was wearing a blue shirt, red shoes, braids.
No, you can go. You're going too hard. First date, you go white.
I'm gonna say, well, I don't think she remembers.
I was just gonna say, I don't know.
Okay, that's a match. We got a match there. We got a match there.
That works.
Okay, so second question, who was somebody that as a kid Kane idolized, Caitlin?
Like from real life, it would be like his Nana.
Yep.
Okay.
Is that your answer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. What about from not real life? Well, you tell him that he should have idolized.
There's been so many. Kane's not like someone that like fangirls over someone. So it's not like there's like even someone right now that Kane's like, I just love this person. He's just so.
Mm-hmm. So like.
Yeah, like, oh, they're great.
Move like on. A video game? Can you idolize that?
Do you ever get really excited about anything? Because I don't. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard to show emotion. Like, even when I, like, actually win an award and they give me, they're like, you got to do a speech. It's like, I can't.
Were you a performing child or did you want, even for, like, four people? As a kid, did you ever just go, hey, I'm Kane. Here I am. I want to sing you a song.
Yeah, my Nana used, I don't know about singing a song, but my Nana always walked around with those big old cameras, you know what I'm talking about? You had to put them on your shoulder. And I was
a video camera to all of us that are older than Kane by at least 5 years.
Yeah, yes. We remember that.
Yeah.
But I was the kid that, you know, was in front of the camera doing whatever to get their attention.
At what age did your voice do that?
Oh, when I was like 12.
Was it so much deeper than everybody else?
Yeah. Like when I played video games, like grown men would cuss at me, but I was playing with my stepdad and his friends from work and they'd be like, yo, he's 12. And they're like, no, the hell he's not. He pays rent.
Well, congratulations on the song, Caitlin Kane. Excellent job. It's a great song. It sounds so good. So that's Dan Huff as well. It's everybody involved. A number one. I mean, Caitlin, your first number one, but it'd be it. I mean, that is, did you ever, you thought it because you are good and you, had it? Yeah, you thought. I'm going to say it for you. You hoped and wanted to have hits. So you probably had to have some sort of confidence in yourself. But in the past 3 years, before you even talked about this, did you think you'd have a number one song?
No way. I mean, I truly thought that the day that me and Kane would do a song together, it would just be like a cute husband and wife cut on the album. And it's cute. Number 6 on the album, whatever. People listen to it if they are fans. You know what I mean? But no, this is like wild.
Well, congratulations. Love you guys. And there they are, Kane and Caitlin Brown. This is a voicemail from Avery in Virginia.
Morning, studio. This is for Amy's morning cloning. Why did the farmer name his horse Mayo? Because mayonnaise. Have a great day.
That's pretty good, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Yeah, I love it.
Here's Pierce in North Dakota.
I'm on my way home. I left work early today because I got a call from my wife, and she's getting induced with our first child tonight. It's going to be a baby girl, and I just had to get the show on. I was listening to it because it's the only thing kind of stopping me from freaking out right now. But anyways, love you guys.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that sounds like it's a lot happening.
A lot of nerves, for sure.
Good luck, buddy. Maybe at this point, the baby's already chilling and smoking a cigar with you. Isn't that how it works? The baby gets a cigar, too?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody sits in the hospital and smokes a cigar.
Man, I wish you could still do that.
Smoke a cigar in the hospital?
I just don't like cigars at all. We were over in California and at that golf thing, and all the guys who don't even smoke, like, were smoking cigars.
I think I still have mine. I should light it up.
I just don't get it. You don't really smoke it. And then they just stink. And then I don't know. I don't get it.
You're right.
You look cool.
You don't. I don't even think you look cool.
kidding me?
Like Aaron Rodgers, I beat him, by the way, in the closest to the whole competition.
Yeah, you did.
He is smoking a big fat cigar. He did look pretty cool, though. See? Other than that, nobody else did. That's it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
What's more important to you on Super Bowl Sunday, the football or the food?
Well, the football to me, just because I'm a big football guy. We do a sports show and, well, DraftKings, America's favorite sports book.
Of course. So a new poll found that half of us would rather see our team lose than run out of snacks
That's
mid-game.
Stupid. Stop watching the game. Dumb. Turn the game off. Just let them eat then. You want to eat? Eat. But no, most people's favorite team, they're not even in the game.
Well, that's, so maybe that's why people don't feel as invested.
Yeah.
And so don't run out of snacks. Some people say that that's just like the one thing they fear if they're hosting. And if you are stuck with something to talk about with someone at the party, food is always a good place to start.
And politics. Hey, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Speaking of politics.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh, no.
Speaking of politics, I got a little something to say here.
Oh, boy.
I did see something, and I'd like to commend a lawmaker. You know me, not a big fan of him. Most come from rich families, so they don't understand what it's like to not be rich. But I did see someone go, we should not have Columbus Day anymore. Columbus, bad dude. Columbus, rape and pillage. Columbus never actually came to America.
That's crazy.
Columbus got all this credit. Columbus sucked. That being said, they said, let's switch out Columbus Day. There's nothing, we don't lose anything.
Right.
We switch out Columbus Day with Super Bowl Monday.
Oh.
So that's what it's called. Super Bowl Monday.
Well, not yet, but I saw a lawmaker suggest that. Columbus suck. Super Bowl Monday, good. Okay. It's that easy.
Yeah.
The end. There should be no... First of all, Christopher Columbus was a horrible person. Never even came to America. Went to, like, Haiti.
He really not never America. Came to America?
No. Look it up.
I'm about to Google that. I don't know if I believe
it. I would
that.
Tell you to do a report on Christopher Columbus, but I think you just end up a worse person. Do it. You got a report due on Christopher Columbus in like 48 hours. Oh, no, I think it's just good.
It is.
I do think it's good because we grew up as kids going, Christopher Columbus, 1492, he sailed the ocean blue, and then he met a dude, and then he was not rude. And I just made that up, but that's kind of how
I remember that second part.
Oh, pretty stupid. There you go. Super Bowl Monday should be a holiday. Thank you. What else?
A dad let his 6-year-old play a game on his phone, and the kid ordered $1,000 worth of food on Grubhub. So a parade of cars were showing up to their house. So just a reminder, yeah. I hand my phone to my kids sometimes and don't really think about it. But it's just always funny when 6-year-olds order things like...
It's funny when it's not your 6-year-old.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully this guy got his money back. But it reached $1,000, he was trying to order $439 worth of pizza. And that's when they're like, suspected fraud and his credit card stopped working. But $183 shrimp order did go through at that same restaurant. He ordered chicken salad, chicken wraps, chili, cheese fries, ice cream, and more. And when his dad was trying to explain to him what he had done, the son was just like, wait, have my pepperoni pizzas come yet?
Yes, Dad, hold on.
Reba McEntire said no to The Voice 12 years ago. It was still in development. They asked her, and she was like, no, not interested. So they asked her the same question again. Hey, Blake Shelton's leaving. Would you consider joining The Voice? She said, still not interested. Which is interesting to think if she had said yes and Blake wasn't ever on The Voice, then would he have ever met Gwen? And would there be Gwen and Blake?
No.
Wow.
I doubt it. Yeah. Butterfly effect, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. I was offered a judge role in The Masked Singer before it even started. If I would have said yes to that, would I know Kim Jong-un? No, wait.
You would have known
that's the name, Kim Jong.
Wait, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Kim Jong.
Kim Jong. The funny guy from
Hangover.
Hangover.
The guy that jumps out of Trump.
Not the dictator.
Gosh. I'm Amy. Big that's difference. My pile.
No, hold on, though. I don't want. Yeah, there's a big difference. But
big.
I do think that because Kim Jong. I'm not going to say his name. You know he's a doctor, too?
Yes. No. Yeah, he's like a...
Doctor
like,
and funny.
Uh-huh.
Like
hey,
a, like
you
a,
know who else is a doctor and funny?
You.
That's right. We'd have been best friends.
Wow. But he's like a real doctor, though, right?
Like your kind of doctor or... Yeah.
No, so how does
physician.
He go from a doctor... Like, I know he's
I'm
a doctor.
I'm glad you asked Lunchbox. People ask me the same thing. You know?
Okay. All right.
I don't know. But the two legislators... He is a licensed physician in California.
Wow.
Two legislators, one in Memphis and... both in Memphis, introduced language that would replace the Columbus Day holiday with a new holiday, the first Monday after the Super Bowl, and would enshrine the change in state law. And all it takes is one state to do that for other states to go. That's a pretty good idea. 2 to 3 days to give us a deal on Columbus, Lunchbox.
All right.
He seems real thrilled about it.
Well, no, he was all jumping in.
No, I didn't jump in. I just, when you say he didn't come to America, I'm like, okay, people say that, but he had to have come to America or else we wouldn't have America.
Maybe right? Eventually he came.
Eddie?
What?
You want to hop in on
no,
this?
No, I do not.
All right, thank you, Amy. Wrap it up again.
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Diane Gordon's walk into work a couple weeks ago in Michigan when she stops at the gas station to get a little snack. Looks in the parking lot like, oh, there's a plastic bag. Got some dollar bills in it. Let me pick that up. She starts counting it. $15,000 in cold, hard cash.
Dang.
And she doesn't have a car for the past year. She could buy a new car, but she says, nope. Calls police, says, hey, I found this little baggie full of $15,000 in cash. It was a newlywed couple. They had dropped it out of their car when they stopped at the gas station, and they returned it to them. A fellow officer's wife found out about this because she got no reward. Set up a GoFundMe page to buy her a new car. $35,000.
Yeah. Wow.
See?
You know, I wonder why they have 15 in cash. Maybe it was like money given to them at their wedding
or
something.
Yeah, I think it was like wedding cards and stuff.
Wow.
Golly.
Who are their friends?
Yeah. No crap.
I got like a pepper grinder.
Maybe they asked for money instead of anything else.
Well, Eddie got me a juicer.
Yeah. You still use that? Okay.
He doesn't know where it is.
I do know. Yeah. No, I do know where it is.
It's like that gift card.
No, that I don't know where
it
is.
Did you lose my gift card
too? But the juicer is so elite that I do use it sometimes. I just hate cleaning it.
Yeah. Do you want me to come over and clean it for you?
If you can do that, I'll use it all the time.
What kind of juice do you make? Just orange juice?
Yeah, just fruits. Like smoothie stuff. But the juicer, they need a self-cleaning juicer. Mm. Because I hate cleaning stuff. And I won't. And I'll do it 3 times in a row. My wife's like, you're a disgusting pig. So, but Eddie, thank you for that.
You're welcome, man.
Lunchbox, it's a great story. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.